Welcome, dear ones, to our midweek church service on this 23rd day of August 2023. Love the hat, brother. Welcome to those that are listening to the recording. And those that may be joining us on the phone, glad to have you in fellowship once again. Praise God for his merciful kindness through the first half of the week. Praise God for being in control of all things and that we can lay all of our burdens at the feet of our Savior and let him bear them for us. Praise God that he knows the future. We don't have to worry about it. There's enough evil and temptations that come for today. And we don't have to borrow from tomorrow's potential problems. We have enough for the present. So again, welcome, dear ones. And our opening song is All the Way. And thank you, Savior, for being our guide. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.
All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see.
All the way my Savior leads me, O the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wing my flight to realms of day. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Thank you, Savior, and even at times carrying us through the way. Well, dear ones, it's now time for opening prayer, and please join with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for providing a way of escape from sin and death. Thank you, Savior, for carrying it out. And thank you, Spirit, for making it possible and effectual in our lives. We thank you, dear Godhead, for thy great love, compassion, for being in control, for your interposition when necessary in order for thy will to be accomplished or our protection to occur. Thank you for your guidance and leadership. Please continue. And continue impressing us with what you would have us do each day, for opening our eyes to snares and pitfalls and temptations, and for the grace and the strength to overcome in the name of Jesus and to advance upward, pushing our way through all the barriers through your divine power. We pray that you'll be with our dear sister Joan, who is currently in the hospital. We pray that you will allow the right tests to be done to determine what is ailing her, and let it be something easy to resolve instead of complicated. Thank you for preserving her life and allowing us to enjoy her presence, her singing, her positive testimony of your great love. Pray that you be with others who are afflicted, who are ill, who are going through emotional trauma or mental attacks. And thank you, dear Savior, for being the great deliverer and physician in any and all of these areas. Father, we meet here in the name of Jesus, and we pray that thy presence and the presence of our Savior and the Holy Spirit, as well as heavenly angels, will be all around each listener. And help us to gain the blessing that you desire to bestow upon us in its rich fullness. Thank you for life. Thank you for love. Thank you for salvation. Help us to work in harmony with your efforts, that we indeed might be saved and to be with you forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So again, welcome, dear ones. Hello there, dear sister Lucy. So happy to have you with us. Well, tonight is going to be devoted to singing, testimony, praises to God, and prayers. So who would like to start us off with a song or a request? And we'll start from there.
You have Be Still My Soul. Look at that. All right. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways, leads to a joyful end.
Amen. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below.
Anybody else know this song? Want to sing a verse, or is Bob and I going to do this one?
I'll sing a verse. Be still, my soul, when dearest friends depart, and all is darkened in the veil of tears, then shalt thou better know his love, his heart, who comes to soothe thy sorrow and thy fears. Be still, my soul, thy Jesus can repay from his own fullness all he takes away.
Joel, do you know this song? Lucy, do you know it?
No, I don't know the song, otherwise I'll sing it. Then the other part of it, I'm a poor musician when they come to sing in English, so just forgive me for that.
Okay. Lucy, do you know this song? Maybe not. Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on, when we shall be forever with the Lord, when disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last.
Be still, my soul, beg in the song of praise. On on earth believing to thy Lord on high. Acknowledge him in all thy words and ways. So shall he view thee with a well-pleased eye. Be still, my soul, the Son of Life Divine. Through passing clouds shall but more brightly shine. Amen. You wouldn't know how bright the sun is without dark clouds. So we really won't know true love and joy except we go through times of sorrow.
Yeah. Bob, you can write yourself a note to make those five corrections there. Soot. Be still, my soot. It's S-O-U-L. You got the end of title correct.
Sure enough.
Somehow in the text, it came out T, I think four or five different times.
Sure enough. Thank you, brother.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times, twice in each verse.
Wow, I'm surprised the title came out correct. I will indeed make the corrections. That's a wonderful hymn, dear brother. Thank you for your request. Are there any other requests? Any other songs that you'd like to sing? Any testimonies that you'd like to give? Prayers that you'd like to offer? Please feel free, dear ones.
Yes, good evening. Thank God that we are all still having life by His grace. And very grateful for the way the Lord has raised us and is still keeping us in Him, and that we're still able to come online and learn, share, talk the experiences, all that we are going through. And more so, in these various days, we are seeing many things being accomplished in each and every one's life that at least points that our refuge, our strength, is just hinged on the Lord's grace. You know, I can say, I've not reached a Western world, but I can say it's worse with Africa, where things are hard. I can say once again, in those days, we used to have a lot of peace and a lot of what to do, yeah, but still in darkness. But now, when we came to light, I came to know many things happened that the Lord wants us to correct. And I thank Him that He has been able to open, to enlighten to our mind what we should correct and how we should do. Come perfect with Him so that His glory indeed may shine not only to the world, but shine exactly in our souls, and that we may comprehend Him. That's very great to me, and ideally, I really appreciate and thank God above, I can say, for opening up the ministry that is sent a lot of information, a lot of messages to the whole of Africa and probably the world, that many of us have been accommodated. I'd also love to say that our program with the Zoom meeting has been so far good, and I can say praise God, is going very well and wonderfully. I think Sister Jean can testify that if it had not been the issue of having internet, the issue of having probably smartphones, we would see numbers maybe in hundreds. But at least we have families now devoted, used, who are getting deeply interested in the messages we present. I didn't imagine that these people could so much get interested in our message. At first, when we started, it's now coming to here that when I first told them that you, since you have someone and you are in Nairobi and most people have smartphones, get a Zoom meeting for midweek and probably Friday evening, fellowship vesper. And I couldn't imagine they would adapt it and see it as a wisdom to them. But when they did it, it has really indeed kept them together, and we are pushing on very well. And to the level that I can now say, we invited the, first we started with Jeannie's son as a trial. I didn't know that Jeannie would eventually get interested. Then when he started 1 week, then Jeannie said, yo, can I take up this reading? Maybe it's much better. Then I said, let me sell it to the brothers who are controlling the room. When I saw to them, they said, fine, let her take up this whole month and we see how we shall do. But when I was taken up, they said, this is the message we wanted to hear from for long. Now it's an opportunity that we can hear it. So I thank God that we are pushing on very well, and we are now 1 week to complete, and on second they'll be having a camp meeting for 1 week, and physically I'll be there. I am always saying pray for me in this week. I'm trying to do small prints so that I move around with them. God willing, starting on second or third, I'll be in Nairobi, and probably if I get time, I also go to Kisi and see our dear brethren, Oruko and Naftali, and see how they are pushing on, because I've taken long without hearing from them. So they used to join here online, but now they hardly join because there is also another conference that they are also handling. And that they knew that now I'm in this one, and they can send other brethren also to join us and move on with this one. Then for them, they're concentrating. I don't know whether they move from now church to church in those conferences. They've not communicated, but still I'm going to find out from them when I visit Nairobi, and I have to travel down to their churches locally and physically to meet with them and share many things. And that's a great opening and a blessing that we can physically meet, and we can also virtually meet. You know, things are not simple, that in Uganda and Kenya can hear many riots. Uganda, things are hard, that you know, see, and it's a dependent economy. And when it passed laws against the lesbians and so on, then the World Bank has come in and said, we are no longer giving you money. So we are over-gambling now. No money. The economy is tough. Everything, I know, they're trying to gamble by raising taxes. anything small it takes so that we can survive. And, you know, some of these men in Africa, leaders are blackguard, and they say, you know, without or with World Bank loans, we shall develop. Now from where? From hard work and the high taxation. So, we've not been used to that, and I think it has been a bigger economy or a dependent economy. Now that we are now saying, can we stand here alone? That's where six becomes harder. You will find many of us probably failing to either join online because the taxation is going to be high. We left for the rich class or better class that can manage economy. But it's my prayer that the Lord sustains us, that we can continually be joining us. And they also praising that even the little support I can get, I've kept strict that I must maintain the internet so that I share. You know what we miss in Africa is, where do you pick knowledge from? Otherwise, according to what is online and very many rumors, very many people post a lot of things online, and there is also becoming worse to pick which one do I go with. You may think it is good when in the long run inside there, it is twisted with falsehood. So finding people who can give the right message is also another challenge, and I thank God that we are now in the right rooms and with the right people who share with the message. So I believe there is going to open up wider ways. And sometimes back, maybe 4 years away, Edda Bob, when you visited California, you met a Ugandan lady called Ayet Poyet. And when you connected me to her, I was trying to find out her original place in Uganda. And I found out that it's from northern Uganda, and he was trying to open up the Adventist doctrine in his own home and the location. Then, by the time he did that, he had found that these people had tried to open up a Sunday keeping church, and now transferring that church to Adventism. They took some, I can say, one full year online on Zoom trying to educate them, but still people are bent. Yesterday evening, I was joining them on one of their meeting, but I saw that either we have a lot to do to them to help them understand. As they were saying, we pray on Saturday, on Sabbath, then they are also inviting in that. But we shall also have fellowship on Sunday. And I said, what's this? So I was promising them that probably by mid-September, I would try to visit them and see. And they were all coming. They were saying, hey, Pastor Joyce is a very strong man of ours who is just down there in Kampala. I said, now, what's this? People are mixed up. People want to accept our message, but they now lack teachers who can help them come out of the false teachings, confused mode of teaching. And the contact person who was a sibling of Poet was saying he's a pastor in the apostolic ministry. Now, transferring that whole ministry into the Adventist doctrine is becoming a challenge to him, and he wants to stand with Saturday fellowship and teaching, because they, in most cases, join them on Sabbath on Zoom, and they are, I don't know if they are pretending or people don't know what to do and they need the teachers. So I also plan to visit them and see if we can pass out the right message to them. I kind of request that you put them in the prayer that they may also get to know the wholesome truth as the poet love to have them. Otherwise, in these days, I've seen a lot of openings and blessings from the Lord as far as the present truth is. I know we shall be baptizing soon. That is next Sunday. Because we also have a local camp meeting taking on place. And the Batambuze and the brethren are taking in the lead. And I was supposed to be there because they invited me. I said, I have a great Lord. I've been invited in Nairobi. Kindly, please, can you go on and take on? And they promised probably 1 or 2 days I'll be with them. That's in the middle of next week. And then come back to prepare for my simple trip to Nairobi. Pray for us so that we can do what we can. Also send greetings to you from Joseph Mulongo, who is in the Central Uganda. Hugs. Can you see, is willing to join with us in the trip to Nairobi. So is Kenneth. But we're only praying that may the Lord open us minutes so that we can have funds to make us travel to Nairobi. It is about 12 hours drive, and we shall be traveling one night so that the next morning we are in Nairobi. However, Nairobi is too cold. Pray for us that last time it was in negative, temperature, that this time, at least we shall have some warmth. Last year they were saying we had mild winters, and in Africa, when you talk of winter, spring, it's really unheard of. And now when it comes, it makes us almost tremble, and we are shivering in the church, and put on a coat, you are again covered, then you see how I go to pray. So, put us in prayer that when we travel there, it's not as cold as it was last year, in as much as it's always cold. So thank you for listening to me. Just keep us in prayer that all things go by His will and by His grace. May the good Lord bless you. We also pray for Sister Joan, who is sick, and that may the Lord send the healing balm from heaven to touch her so that we continue enjoying her presence, her chatting, her talk with us in Jesus' name. May God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. May God bless you in the efforts there as well, dear brother. And we will indeed be keeping the evangelistic efforts there, the upcoming camp meeting, in our prayers. And especially the Zoom meeting room, that many more souls can come into contact with the salvational truths of the Word of God and His testimony. Well, thank you for sharing, dear brother. Are there any other testimonies, any other thoughts or songs, requests? Please feel free, dear ones.
Maybe I would love to hear that song, God Will Take Care Of. So if you can help me and you share those stanzas, be great. Be not dismayed.
Here's another hymn, pretty apropos for today. And dear Sister Jean and Sister Lucy, you weren't here when we mentioned that our dear Sister Joan is in the hospital. They're running a bunch of tests. They're not quite sure what the problem is, but she had water in her lungs. They suspect it may be a blood clot that has contributed to that. But her oxygen saturation level is almost 99%. So it doesn't seem to be that way. But they admitted her this morning. She went in about 11:30 last night. They didn't get her a room until this morning about 8:30 or so. So she's, she had her own, area there in the ER, her own little cubicle, I guess. But still, the tests haven't identified anything particular yet, but they're taking precautions by putting her on blood thinner and dealing with the pain level that she has. So thank you so much for your thoughts and prayers. So here's this hymn. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure, and be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. The only one. I'm very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Amen. The only way you're going to know if your anchor grips onto Jesus Christ is if it's tested by big waves. So it's these big trials and temptations and situations that occur that tests how strong your anchor is holding on to Christ. We can't have one weak link because that will break the chain and we lose our hold. And thank you, dear spirit, for being a comforter as well as a reprover, a corrector, and encourager to do better and to come up ever higher. Are there any other songs or requests, testimonies that you'd like to give, or prayer requests that you'd like to make? Please feel free. Well, let's open it up to a season of prayer. And again, please keep our dear sister Joan in prayers, and also our dear sister Michelle, as she is alone in Sister Joan's house at the moment. Adele will be traveling down to Southern California beginning tomorrow. So relief is on the way, but thank you for your prayers. And I'll go ahead and start us off, and whoever would like to follow in a short prayer, please feel free. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for the comfort that it gives us to know that through Jesus we can bring our petitions and requests, our communication to your throne directly. And thank you, Savior, for being this link, this mediator between our Father and us. And thank you, Father, for being there to hear and to answer our request, sometimes even before we say it. Thank you so much for your faithfulness and for your great love and interest in our welfare and salvation. We pray that you'll be with all of those who have asked for prayers, those that we said we would pray for them, especially the names on our special prayer list. Please be with each one. Please hear and grant their requests. Bring healing. Bring encouragement. Bring deliverance. Bring comfort and love. And thank you so very much for your compassion and your perfect will being done in each one. We pray that you'll be with our dear sister Joan. Please alleviate her pain, give her rest, and help the doctors to correctly understand the tests, that they may know what the problem is and may have a quick remedy for it. Pray that it is nothing complicated. If it is indeed a clot in her lung, thank you that it's not bigger. Thank you that it didn't go any higher. Thank you for preserving her life and allowing her to continue to be with us. We pray that she may come home soon and in better health than she was when she went in. And thank you so much for taking her case in thy hands. And as the great physician you are, bringing about healing relief according to thy perfect will. Pray that you will continue to speed and spread the truth like wildfire. Be with the Zoom room in Africa. Bless it. Multiply the efforts put forth that many more precious souls will come into connection with the truth as it is in Jesus and may come out of Babylon and be with the Savior forevermore. Be with the upcoming camp meeting. Please prepare the way for many hearts to come and hear the message. Please protect all the speakers as they travel, and let a great work be done in a short time. Be with the camp meeting results that has ended there in the Philippines, and we pray that the truth will continue to work upon hearts to bring them to a fuller understanding of the present truth, and in turn may spread to many more souls that would have not been benefited by the message if the camp meeting had not taken place. Thank you so much for allowing us to know the truth. Help us to know more. Help us with the grace and strength to be faithful to what we know and to share with others the message of salvation. And thank you, Father, for multiplying all the efforts put forth in uplifting the Savior and glorifying Him and filling this earth with His glory so that we can go home that much sooner. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. And thank you, Spirit, for inditing all the prayers and adding on to them the things we know not how to plead, but you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our loving Father, we thank you once again for the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ that has made us united with the purpose of restoring your image in us and opening up the great way of salvation and the plan before us, and ushering the gospel message unto all of us. Lord, may your name be praised for that great plan that is before me. We pray that let your will be accomplished in us, that we may become your sons and daughters as you early prepared from the foundation of the world. We thank you that we can learn of you through your word, which you prepared through the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you have ushered him unto us to always guide us, be with us, teach us from the very stores of yours. We praise you that we learn from your treasures. Lord, may you continue teaching us in these very last days. And as much as we know the time is very short and near to your soon coming, and all the signs show that you are soon to come, and the devil is working very fast to make us fail, see that we don't see your pathway. We thank you that you have always provided light, more so the present truth, that we are now ready to move forward. Lord, continue always to be with us in whatever we do. And more so that when sickness, when the enemy seems to be working difficult in our ways, that he wants to fail us, Lord, stand by us to guide us, to protect us in any other failing that we may counter. Lord, we thank you for the internet that you have provided in these last days. We see it as a way to counter the efforts of the evil one who may think that he is failing us to benefit from your holy word. That through it, we can understand we are in one world, one home, We are one family. We pray that you sustain it for a purpose of helping us learn from you, not for a purpose of going out to the world. Lord, we thank you that you are listening to us. And even if only you don't pray, you provide. Continue on that wise that we may know that you are a miraculous God who provides even if when you don't mention, we find your care waiting for. In a special way, we commit all those who are sick, more so those in the house and where Sister Joanne is battling and right now is in the hospital. Give the attendants who are doctors wisdom to work with her and work on her that he may be able to be revived for life. Lord, we know you are the great doctor and without you, nothing can be done. Provide the healing balm more so that it's connected with the lung system, which is respiratory and the direct initiator of life. Because in the very beginning, you only breathe through the nostrils, which is a system of respiration, and man became a living soul. Continue to breathe in her the life from you that he may praise you when we meet again, like he is always doing. Lord, there are also others. Touch them, strengthen them, provide doctors and medicines, herbs, probably provide them with food that they know is the first medicine for them and that it sustains his life. You know, things that may be hard, that even in many places people are dying of hunger, apart from disease, open a way that they can afford the food. There are also others in areas of war. Lord, protect them that they may not be harmed. And at the end of the day, all of them will praise you and learn to trust you as their refuge. Lord, we thank you that you have given us the truth. Always enlighten us that we may be able to shine to the world and that the world may be enlightened with your light and glory. We thank you that you have listed us among your children, the remnants. We want to pray that may our names be written in the book of life. And if they are there, broaden them, that we may be star in areas where we are. Lord, we commit the upcoming meetings onto your hand. Provide the good speakers and may the Holy Spirit touch whoever is going to speak in those meetings that people may know that you are their great teacher and you have provided a message well planned in your book and the spiritual prophets to lead men out of sin and to guide them, restore their image in them that they may be stars, they may be representatives on earth. I pray that when Christ comes, we all be among those who will be saved from this world to continue praising you forever and ever. Thank you, O Lord, for everything. We thank you, also, for the message. We thank you for this internet. We thank you for let there be right ministries for all the efforts he has put that we all prevail and exist and learn to know that each one of us is in a different destination, but we are of one mind. Unite us all that we may learn of the unity that existed from the very beginning among you. that we may also exemplify this unity among ourselves, that we are one community waiting to welcome Jesus as he comes the second time. Thank you, O Lord. Provide whatever was not mentioned. Continue to be with us. Keep us and give us life so that we may be your sons and daughters. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen. Dear ones, are there any other thoughts that you'd like to share before we have Brother Dick sing us away? Please go right ahead.
Yeah, just please, I just need strength right now. And this has happened twice since I've been down here. Not this time, but other times. And I've been here since November of last year. And I miss my property. I miss the ones I love. I miss everybody up there. And I don't like being in the city because it's like at nighttime I hear ambulances. I hear a lot of different noises that I usually don't hear. And it's just, I mean, the neighbors are nice on one side. I don't know about the other neighbors over here, but, he came and helped me the other night, when we had the power outage and stuff. So, but, I love Sister Joan very much, and I need to be in my environment. It's like I'm the country mouse that came to visit the city mouse, you know? So, but I just, yeah. That's basically it. So, okay.
We will indeed be keeping you in our thoughts and our prayers. Dear ones, I pray that God will bless you with a very good remaining part of the week, and looking forward to having you in fellowship again on Friday evening. Until then, dear ones, keep looking up.
Keep looking up. My God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking up.